It's a Coffs Case 106.3 Triple M, and it's Moffy with you this morning. If you've been driving along Hogben Drive, and you'll, in fact, all around town, you'll start seeing a whole bunch of signage for SWIFF. It's the Screenwave International Film Festival, and it all kicks off in 2 days' time. Let's have a chat now, though, to the bloke who's behind it all, David Horsley. Good morning, mate.
Good day, Moffy. How are you going?
Very good, mate. It's come around again.
Yeah, number six. We pushed this one back from January to April when everything kicked off down in Melbourne. But now that it's all kosher again, we're back on track starting in 2 days, and we'll have 16 days of films.
And, mate, tell us about it, because, I mean, we've got the Jetty Theatre, we've got the Coffs Education Campus as well, which makes it great because there's such easy access locations here on the Coffs Coast.
Yeah, and I guess that's the big thing, is like we want to host the festival in a place that has a lot of heart and a lot of history. And the Jetty Memorial Theatre has always been sort of our home. But over the last couple of years, SWIFF's sort of really grown in leaps and bounds, and now we need to expand. So it's been about 3 years in the making, but between the Southern Cross University and TAFE and the Senior College, they've all chipped in, and now we're bringing SWIFF out to campus as well. So we've got this massive new cinema and event space out there, and it's going to be awesome.
And because, I mean, sure, there's 120 sessions, but it's not just cinema, is it? There's live performances as well across the 16 days.
Yeah. So this Friday night, actually, for the festival, we'll have a crew called the Reese O'Neill Band. There's kind of like these desert rambling bluesmen, mm-hmm. and they're going to play a live soundtrack on stage to, it's an Australian classic, Wake in Fright. It's actually one of the films that Jack Thompson was first in. It's his first feature film. Jack's the patron of our festival. And so it's going to be really great that we have this 50th anniversary screening. Just sort of like lined up really, really well. And then the other one is Gregorian Brothers. They scored a family-friendly film called A Boy Called Sailboat, and which has J.K. Simmons in it. And yeah, so it's going to be great to actually have these performances live on stage, because I guess as the festival grows up, we're sort of starting to integrate a lot more live music into it, just because that's something that we're passionate about, something that we want to see.
It's an amazing experience when you go and see a film where the band is actually playing the music live as well, to see how it all links in, and it does add another dimension to it, doesn't it?
Well, that's sort of it. I think that's sort of like our job as sort of festival organisers, is to push the idea of what a normal cinema experience is. I mean, there's plenty of those at the festival, but every year we want to add just another little new dimension or new dynamic that gives punters just a little bit something extra, a little bit something new.
Lovely stuff. Well, mate, for tickets and the full program, people just go to the website, which is swiff.com.au. That's swiff.com.au, and they can get all the info and stuff there as well.
Legend. Thanks, Moffy.
David Horsley, the organiser of SWIFF. And like I said, go to the website, swiff.com.au. It all kicks off from Wednesday.